workshop where we will talk about the jewel of full attention, I would just like to ask you a question. How is... Yes, please put here, Prabhu. Thank you. How is it going for you? Please give me some feedback. Venugopal. We need some time, yes. 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 Did you hear what Venugopal said? I think it's he's happy with the quality, quantity. It seems you apply some of the things, but not with the quantity. Very, very wisely put. Very nicely put. See, what we do together, I must a little bit explain to you what is in my mind. I'm trying to take you through an experience. I think you noticed that. I'm trying to supply you an experience, and this experience will work on you most properly. I mean, we do chanting together in a group. We are chanting in a very slow way, and you learn all these things which are really meant to stretch your imagination. And yesterday we went to have a little relaxing atmosphere, and it's my desire really and my prayer is to let the experience work on you, to give the holy name a lot of space, so to say. What will be important for you is to, while you're here, to spend time alone with the holy name. Now, I do know when we are together, it's the quantity. Please don't worry so much about the quantity. It's not so important in this Japa retreat that you are, let me say, chanting many more rounds than you usually do. Because you're really, the way I give these retreats, I should maybe say it, it's a Japa training. It's really a school. That's also mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If a devotee becomes so much hung up with the desire to increase the quantity, then that's the wrong approach, really. Because we will... See, chanting is a lot of... has a lot to do with sambandha, a relationship with the holy name. And it must be a loving relationship, and in any loving relationship or friendship, you could say, you don't really think about quantity. That concept itself is more something in the business field, where you want to maybe sell many things or have many customers, or so you think more on quality, really. So the idea here is to get trained. We will have one day, I thought it should be tomorrow, where we will just not have any workshops and we have the whole day free, where you can just go somewhere or chant here, and then you should see about quantity. Tomorrow we will try to just concentrate on the quantity, and all the rest will be about quality. See, if you want to chant 64 rounds, you really only need 8 hours in the day. It's a little bit time management. If you use 2 hours for 16 rounds, usually one needs 45 minutes maybe, but sometimes we just are not machines, you know, we have to drink a little water or whatever. So tomorrow we will not have any workshops, and we will have prasadam, but you can take it when you want, when you are ready, you know, and there you should really go for quantity, just to have one day this experience. We will also do something else tomorrow, which I intend to tell you tomorrow only. But don't worry, please, about quantity. I'm really, I thank you very much. I told Gaurahari, it's my most difficult japa retreat, because usually I have one group before me. Like when I go to America, it will only be Prabhupada disciples and leaders of our society. No one else is allowed to come. Or when we had the ones in Switzerland, we had a smaller group, you remember Ayatakshi and Anandini, and where devotees like these two Matajis, Gaurahari, a little older devotees were there, and here we have everyone, and the wonderful creation mood also, which is more lively and more relaxed and so on. I want to say it's wonderful. I need it very much. Also those Croatian devotees who stay in Germany, like Tridasha Roy and there are other devotees who stay, they really need to come back from time to time to Croatia or Serbia to just have this. Mm-hmm. I'm really praying so much that the Holy Name will be merciful to you, because ultimately the Holy Name has to come in your life. He's a person, you know. You have to, he has to enter the lotus of the heart, the sow, and take his seat there. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says one should beg for the Holy Name. Please come. Please, I don't have such a good place to offer, but please come. Yes. How is it going for you, Ricardo? Concentrated, yes, more concentrated.
I think that also everyone which wants to make God the quantity also can give the quantity in this retreat.
You need to, if you want to do it, you need to isolate yourself a little bit from what is going on. Yeah, yeah. It's the second day. Oh, yes, yes. I told a very nice older devotee who is so kind to stay with us that really I feel this retreat, you need to almost surrender to it, to the Holy Name. You need to say, I'm going to make the best out of it for my life, because it's my life. It's not so much... Oops, I'm sorry. And that's why I'm a little tense. Maybe I think you know me all well. I'm a little bit tense because I'm powerless here. It's really between you and Krishna, this retreat. And this is very difficult for a preacher, a German preacher like me, you know, who wants to influence his audience and wants to bring them from A to B, you know. But here I'm totally powerless. It's all about you and Krishna. Any other? I just phoned with Germany. We are just producing a very, very nice book, The Magic of Mantra, it's called, with many pictures and so on. And I'm requested to write the last chapter for this book. And this book will be published by a major publisher, not our own small publishing groups, which we have. Also not the BBT. It will be sold in the bookstores. Because ultimately, my dream is to make a university of the holy name. I think we should have such a uni. It's the only, as far as I'm concerned, the most needed university which we need. Are some of you experiencing some, you know, in ISKCON language we say it, purification or please don't expect on this retreat that it will be always very easy, because as I said, you know, it's not that you go to a retreat and then you go back to Godhead by having Nam Ruchi. I just paid 120 euros for this retreat. And then at the end, I'm a Chishti Bhakta, a pure devotee. It's not so cheap, you know. Devashi Narada Prabhu, what is your experience? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No overdoses. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Devashi Narada Prabhuji. Last year, and I will tell this to everyone, because we are now in one boat, we should be a little personality. Some of you have seen the photos of Kanai Natai Shala slideshow. You have seen Nityananda Kari also. You have not yet seen Amala Harinam. It's where we had our retreat. It was on the bank of the Gangas, the most ideal place. But for 4 days, it was raining. Oh, and it was so humid that we couldn't dry any cloth any longer. It was really so humid. The sleeping bag, humid and sweaty. The sleeping bag was soaked with humidity and sweat. And that was intense. Many more insects came into our room, took shelter with us. Frogs, many frogs, and it's really in the jungle. But that was not the real difficulty. When it became tolerable, the climate, then all of a sudden, as we were chanting so much, from deep within the heart, came this garbage pile, you know, of, they are called sanskaras, impressions. And I was not prepared for this because these were sanskaras from my past life. I hadn't seen such scenes in this life. They came from a previous existence where I was a monk and made a mistake, a terrible mistake. And it became so absolutely intense. Does any one of you know Hieronymus Bosch, the old painter who you have seen him for sure? It's like this, Ananda Vrindavan knows that's like hell paintings. And I saw all this much better than Hieronymus Bosch could ever hope to paint. And it was becoming so intense because I needed to go through a certain granitza in my spiritual life. It became so intense that for a little while I had to lock the door for a few days so that no one would find me in the room in the way I was. It had to be done. But I was not willing to give up. I reduced the quantity of the rounds. For you it still would be a tremendously high rounds, but I reduced it a little bit because Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave this advice. And then after 1.5 weeks these phantoms went away and I could come to the next level of my Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the holy name. So it's really very serious what we try to do here. I'm trying to make it as light as possible, and you will see it will not be intense at all. We have such ideal circumstances, but we are really doing a very serious work here, and I'm very proud of you that you take it so nice, and you go so well through it, and do you know you should have seen. You know, when I'm sitting here and I see all of you, how you were concentrating, it was pure nectar. I almost expected Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya to appear. It was just so pure nectar. And you gave your best from your heart and you tried your best. So thank you very much. Dobro. Anyone else? Did I see a hand? Tatkata, yes? Both is recommended for a japa reform, to chant with many, but also to chant in solitude. And tomorrow we will have chanting times where I will request you that we chant together, but most of the time we will be in solitude, on our own. All right. Mahojwala Prabhu, please, Retsi. But it's also meeting, meeting place. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we want to associate with Krishna during this time. You will see, tomorrow we will do something where you can only be with Krishna. I will force you a little bit tomorrow. Some surprise must be there. Yes, please translate what you said. Mani Manjari, can I take this garland with me to Germany? It's mine, huh? Hare Krishna. All right, so we will just chant a little and then we will do one very nice exercise. Two exercises, actually, to chant some more. What should we chant?